Decades of conservation efforts have brought the Kemp's Ridley sea turtles back from the edge of extinction. Nesting grounds in Mexico and Texas are now protected, and devices used by fishermen keep the turtles out of their nets. But their native habitat, the Gulf's coastal wetlands, is disappearing. 30 miles south of the Florida capital, scientists at the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab are trying to keep the turtles afloat.
I'm mostly dry now, but I was completely soaked head to toe getting this one out of the tank because he's sneaky and he looks for you. So if he sees you, he swims to the very bottom of the tank and won't.
Amy Morgan and her colleagues at the Marine Lab rescue Kemp's Ridleys that are snagged by the hooks of local fishermen.
Worst case scenario for us is if they swallow it, then we have to take them to the vet. They have to have surgery. They'll get an incision right on the side of their neck here. It's worst case because turtles, when you anesthetize them, it's really hard to bring them back. It takes a really long time. So, like, one of the ones back here, I spent 9 hours overnight. They have to breathe every 15 minutes, and once they're anesthetized, they don't breathe on their own, so you have to, like, pretty much give them CPR every 15 minutes, too.
But stainless steel hooks aren't the only threat. Like many of the human residents of the Gulf Coast, Kemp's Ridleys trawl for seafood in the salt marshes along the shore. And like the fishermen, the fate of the turtles is tied to the coastal wetlands. For years, tropical storms, rising sea levels, and oil spills have wreaked havoc, including in Florida's own Apalachicola Bay.
Apalachicola surely would have died had it not bordered one of the most productive bays in the world. Today it's a quiet place. Almost all of its citizens depend on the bay for a living.
That's a documentary made by WFSU-TV in the 1970s, when the bay's future seemed brighter. Apalachicola serves as one of the habitats for the Kemp's Ridleys as they skirt the coast from Florida to Texas. The bay and the adjacent town were built on a once-booming oyster market. But in recent years, Apalachicola has been on a decline, rocked by droughts, the threat of storms, and overfishing. Biologists worry the loss of the bay and its oysters will threaten the entire ecosystem, including the turtles.
So your oysters are what we call keystone species. They create the habitat for all the little crabs and fish that swim around there and conchs that come in and feed on these oysters. So if we're starting to lose our oysters, you're taking out basically the foundation of everything else, which means you lose your oysters, you lose your food for your sea turtles.
Cypress Redlow runs the Gulf Specimen Marine Lab, and he says when the oysters go, so does everything else.
It collapses. I mean, a keystone really started with Roman arches, and at the top of the keystone was what held the whole arch together. Once you remove that keystone, the whole thing collapses. And if you lose your oysters, you will see that.
After recovering from a hooked flipper, a turtle named Tony was released at the St. Mark's Wildlife Refuge. The Marine Lab's Anthony Hernandez did the honors.
Tony is a Kemp's Ridley as well. It's like all the other turtles we've let go today. So she's ready to get back in the water. She was caught just last week, I believe.
Yeah.
Luckily, she only got hooked by the flipper, so she's good and ready to go back in the water.
Yay! All right, I'm going to walk out with you, Anthony.
Nesting season for the Kemp's Ridleys is in full swing along coastal Mexico and Texas. The hatchlings should emerge and take to the sea by the end of July. Hernandez and the other biologists at the lab hope there will be a healthy ecosystem when they return to Florida's Gulf Coast. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.